The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Hi guys.
Okay.
So you have a fun telephone distorted line because you are still in the wild north, are you not?
I am. That's why our hi guys is really terrible.
Yeah, I mean, you sound mildly like you're in the bathtub. So we'll
In the middle of nowhere.
So we should be so lucky as just to be able to hear your voice, is what you're saying.
Exactly. It is awesome. I love being in the middle of nowhere, and I love snow. And it's been a lot of fun. Should we get into my Montana trip, or should we start with something else?
Well, before we start, I wanted to, last week's episode, we ended with kind of talking about the year of the rooster, or cock, as however you prefer to think of it. And I got some fun info about the year of the cock for everybody that may not be so aware of the Chinese zodiac. First things first, though, Jason Grohman, our producer of our podcast, is a cock.
Year of the rooster.
He was born in the year of the rooster. I like that you're taking us back to rooster.
Just balance this out here.
All right. So everyone, listen up. So first, obviously, on the change of years, try not to eat chicken or eggs or anger the rooster because it's rude and it's bad luck. And, you know, sorry, Purdue, you're not sponsoring us anyway. Okay, so the rooster is the only bird on the Chinese zodiac. The lucky numbers for the year of the cock are 5, 7, and 8, and you're to avoid 1, 3, and 9.
And how do you avoid these numbers?
I don't know. Mommy's going to have a hard time with the colors to avoid, but just wait.
Wait, what are the numbers? 1.
1, 3, and 9 are the numbers to avoid.
Oh, good. At least that's not my wedding date.
Yeah, thankfully. Don't tell anyone anything. Phew! And then the lucky colors for people born in the year of the rooster and, you know, good colors for people to go with throughout this year are gold, which is great for you, honey. Brown and brownish yellow, which, you know, just doesn't seem
Todd's
very...
Oh, Todd's going to love that, because isn't that the Browns colors?
Yeah, but I don't think the Browns have done very well.
No, but
he's a diehard Cleveland sports fan. Yeah. So, yeah, those are the good colors. But the colors to avoid, which are going to be real hard for me because they're my two favorite colors, are white and green.
You
best believe that
red.
I'm still going to wear white. And you are wearing white on that wedding day.
Yeah,
have I just given you anxiety? Papa Valium.
Yes, you have. Well, what's funny is we ended our last podcast talking about the year of the rooster, and I obsessively sat in the car for 10 minutes before we left, checking it out to make sure that I was all good.
And what were your findings?
No, I'm good. Like, there's, you know, small things, but, you know, doesn't really matter. You know me. I was looking for health. I was looking for love, you know, those type of issues and problems. But
yeah. I mean, I went straight to, can I still wear white in the summer? Or all year round, and I'm screwed. So anyway, back into real life. How is Montana? How was your Christmas?
Let's talk about Montana.
Yeah, Montana. Speaking of snow.
Covered in white snow, and it's gorgeous. So, few stories here. The day before we left, I get videos from my mom and dad because they left a day early to sort of decorate. They like went to Costco and just shipped a bunch of like decorations and whatnot just so it'd feel festive. And so they land in Billings, and it's about an hour and a half drive or so to this ranch. And I'm getting videos of they're in 70 mile an hour winds. Okay. There's a thing called a whiteout. I didn't even understand what that meant, but it's because the snow on the ground and then the wind, and it just like makes everything white, so you can't see anything.
Yeah, you told us about that last week. Was it still like that when you got there?
No, I mean, there were all these detours they were on, and then of course I get the call that they're stuck in a drift, okay, and they're waiting for someone to get them. So this is like the night before we're leaving, and Todd and I are like, is this a good idea? did we do the right thing going to Montana at this time of year? especially where we are. There's so much snow. It's amazing. But we got there. We flew out Dubby.
Well, I saw on your social media reportage that Dubby, you were trying to get him into some boots.
Oh, my goodness.
And he wasn't having it.
So Todd, before I left, I was like, you know me, I like to be very prepared. I'm like, we need snow boots, snow shoes, thermal silks, you know, every hat, boots that are like good for 30 below. Dublin needs a coat. Dublin needs pajamas. Dublin needs, you know, slippers. And
ancient
boots.
Rifles from the film Jumanji,
right.
Starring Robin
right.
Williams.
And Todd, on the other hand, is like, we don't need any of this. You know?
Todd's a dude. You can never listen to Todd.
Right. So I'm like, no, Todd, you need boots. Literally the night before we left, he went to get his boots. Thank goodness. I almost wish that he didn't, because if he came here in this type of snow, I don't know what he would have done.
Was he going to wear those like Van style slip-ons that he loves so much? Is that
yeah.
like with socks? Is that what he was going to plan to do?
Yeah, like, that's what he was coming with.
That's just dumb.
Like, no. So we like went to Big Five and like got all of his stuff finally. And we ordered Dublin all the stuff that he thought, of course, was unnecessary. It probably was. But Dublin really loves his boots and his vest. At first, Dublin did not like his boots. He didn't understand what was happening. It was probably the funniest moment of the trip. We're putting on the boots, and every time we put on the first boot, and he would just lift his leg like a horse in the air, and it would just stay there. And you try to push it down, it would come right back up. And then we put the other one on, and then he would try to pull both up. And then when he tried to walk, like on my Instagram video, I like posted this, like he just looked ridiculous. He looked like an out of control horse with his legs like jerking, and he couldn't walk in them. And we were laughing at him so hard. I feel so bad for him. But then I think he enjoyed it because he loves the snow. I've never seen Dublin so good, Johnny, because he's so exhausted. He runs up these hills. He runs between the cabins. You try to, like, move him at night, and he just, like, looks up, and he's like, I'm not moving. He's so tired. It's amazing.
I'd never seen Todd Kapp laugh so hard. Like, I thought he was going to wet himself. I almost felt like he was being tortured in this Dubby video on Instagram.
Like that. Isn't it good?
Oh, my gosh. I loved it. I only endeavor to make him laugh as hard as Dubby made him laugh, just so I can watch him, like, giggle like that.
No, I do, too. So listen to this. Speaking of that, Todd and we were talking about this the other day. I was saying, you know, when I first met you, I didn't notice that you had, like, I liked your laugh. It was just like, maybe I didn't like him that much at the time, and you don't. No. You know what I mean. Like, you're not in love with the person.
Yeah, so it was before that point, like, when you find everything they do just completely
exactly.
adorable and sexy.
Right. So, like, 2 months later, I remember saying, like, oh, you have I love your laugh. And, and then when he's, like, with his friends, he'll sometimes do the Dubby laugh, right?
Yeah.
And I started noticing this, and I remember, like, the very first trip, his one good friend, Chad, who I adore.
He's loud and hilarious.
So funny, so it's understandable why one would laugh so hard. And they go way back, and, you know, Todd would do that Dubby laugh. And I remember thinking, I told Todd this the other day, I was like, I have to admit, I'm just sometimes a little jealous, you know, sometimes with your friends, you get that Dubby laugh. And I don't know how to pull out the Dubby laugh, you know, just for myself. But
yeah.
I guess, Johnny, that's going to be our thing. We'll work really hard to get Todd Dubby laugh at us.
I think it's kind of good, though, that he doesn't Dubby laugh around us that often, because he should always be on his toes and feel slightly uncomfortable when he's around us.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hey, Todd Kapp. I'm watching you.
I got you. I'm watching you.
I'm watching you. I know Todd Kapp listens to these when he misses us.
I think he does.
He bulk listens. I mean, just keeping on the puppy mode, and then I want to hear more about Christmas. Tioma actually had to go in the middle of the week last week for some procedures. It had been a little while. Like, he won't let me brush his teeth as often as I would like. Sometimes he lets me get in there and get him, but he has kind of a smushed face. And for those of you who don't know me, new listeners, whatever, I have a Japanese chin named Tioma, and he's really little, and he has quite a smushed flat face with barely any nose to speak of. So he's really hard to, like, get rough with when I have to brush his teeth. So anyway, I took him in for the actual, like, under anesthesia, dentist, puppy dentist sort of moment. And in addition to that, he had a small cyst that had developed on his ear, like just a little thing. It looked like a skin tag, more or less, but he had to have it surgically removed. So he was doing all of this in one day. And he goes to the vet's office, And he's such a crowd pleaser, and he's so cute. Like, all the nurses essentially cry when he walks in, and he's like a king
He's pretty
among,
darn cute.
oh, he's like a king among all dogs. And he's amazing. And he like is such a crowd pleaser. They all love him, and they like all hate when he has to come into the vet and have a procedure done just because he is so cute and he's so quiet. And apparently he just kind of holds court in the back room when they're like before they take him into the rooms to do things. Like, he just kind of sits and stares at all the other dogs in the cages, and he's like, I'm so
Side
above this. Side eye, yeah.
eye.
And he doesn't bark or anything, but he lets everyone kiss on him. So he ends up coming home smelling like the perfumes or body splashes of all of the staff over there at the veterinary office. But he made it through with flying colors, and I'm super proud of him because he didn't have to wear a little cone because he hasn't gone after the stitches in his ear, which are great. But where Dubby was exhausted just from, sensory overload of Montana for the whole weekend, Tioma was just stoned. And I think that may
And
be the best option when it comes to the
I mean,
holidays.
and he probably didn't like people like playing with his mouth.
Well, you know what? He's still a puppy pretty much, and he's still is pretty agile, and he gets over things really quickly. But he was enjoying the special treatment, like carried around, gifts opened for him. He, got to watch his favorite shows, eat his favorite
Yeah,
foods.
so yeah, that's not too bad. Have a little
Yeah.
ice cream.
Yeah, but I
Stay
mean,
off from
he
school.
a little pudding. My dad put some pudding, whipped cream on his finger for the baby, and like
Aww.
he's been loving it. But both of our dogs, I guess, are exhausted for
You know
good
what's funny
reasons.
in thinking about like vets and stuff? Dubby is good. Like he's so affable and like when he's at the vet, he'll like they can do anything. Put their hands down his mouth, he's fine, look in his eyes, his ears. Do not touch Dubby's butt. Don't touch his
I
tail.
think most men are like that.
Don't go near his butt. So like when we go to the groomers, sometimes like the back of his legs are left long and I'm like, "Why? Like, what is that?" And they're like, "Oh no, we can't. Dublin does not like when we go near his butt, even if we reach. There's no touching Dublin's tail or rear end. That is it. He's put his paw down.
Well, Toma, he doesn't like it either. He had a bad experience with, how some dogs, especially little dogs, their wolf glands that helped them spray trees when they were still wolves. Tioma had a little issue with that when he was a puppy, and I took him to one groomer who isn't his usual groomer, and this new groomer who he's obviously never seen again, and could be 6 feet under at this point
Oh, that's
because of what she
disgusting.
did to the chin.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. She went right after his glands back there, and now he's been messed up with them ever since and is very sensitive about his
Aww.
butt. But I think it's just maybe a dude thing also, bruh.
Yeah, probably. But
So,
anyway,
Christmas.
let's get back to Christmas. I want to hear about yours. Ours has been really fun. We're out here. We have three different cabins. It's like the quintessential Christmas that you would think of. I definitely don't like spending Christmas in LA, even though I choose to live there. It just doesn't feel like Christmas. I grew up in Jersey and remember white Christmases. And then for like the past 10 years, I always go to my aunt and uncle's. And we just really haven't. I mean, there was one year we got some snow, but it just never snowed. And this year I was like, I just want to feel like it's that white
Christmas.
Christmas, perfect snowy cabin kind of thing. And Johnny, we woke up on Christmas Day. There's so much snow here, and it's like flurried here and there. But Christmas morning, the snow was falling down. It was gorgeous, and so I'm happy. Carols are playing. We've been just doing nothing actually. We haven't left. There's three little cabins. Todd and I have one. His parents have one, and then my parents have one. And then there's this little rec center. Where you're going to have to come out here one time, where we all kind of congregate and have breakfast and lunch and watch movies. And that's
Play
pretty
Nintendo.
much what we've been doing.
Yeah, and playing Nintendo.
Oh my gosh. Yes, playing Nintendo. So let me tell you this, guys and girls our age, all right, you remember
You
Super Mario Brothers.
people that are
Yes.
our age, you
Yes.
remember.
We were good at this game back then. And maybe I have just lost all skill. But I suck. Like, I don't like hitting, getting just to hit one of the boxes, like, takes me three times. Like, I don't understand what happened to me. I get so frustrated.
I'll bet I know what it is. When you're a kid, It matters so much that you are victorious over Bowser. It matters that you will win the game. Now we realize, in the grand scheme of things, it means very little.
Very little. Weird to, like, it's so nostalgic, like, while you're playing, because you forget a lot of things. You think of, like, just, like, maybe the Mario Luigi just jumping up and down and coins and whatnot, but then you forget, like, the little ones and the different music, like the dun-dun-dun, and then the fire ring, and where he has to swim, and there's the octopus that comes after him. So, it's been fun. We've been playing Nintendo, and then we've been in the snow. Like, obviously, Todd loves, I get scared of him because he's big and tall, and he'll come running across a mountain and tackle me in the snow. And I'm like, terrible of the face, the legs, and the neck.
My neck, especially, Todd Cap. Calm down.
But he is like a little boy. All he wants to do, you want to go in the snow? Want to go in the snow? And in his snowsuit, he looks so cute. And we've been sledding. We have like two little sleds here, so we'll sled down the hills, and then there's like an outdoor fire pit where we'll go and have hot cocoa, but I can't have hot cocoa because of my stomach
issues.
I just sit there and pout. And my mom got these cute mugs and all these different kind of hot cocoa and marshmallows, and there I am, just
I guess I'll have water,
freezing my ass off.
Ooh, do you have any hot water with lemon?
I said ass.
Oh, it's okay. We've said worse on this program.
At this point, we started the podcast saying we would never say a bad word ever, ever, ever. Well, I don't know how many months in.
Did we, though? I mean,
you've said some.
I mean, I know I say one, at least one per episode. I think that was maybe a personal promise you made to yourself that I will not curse.
I'm
a prestigious lady, and ladies do not curse.
How was your Christmas day? Well,
It was pretty glorious, in fact. So I had trouble waking up the puppy because he loves a solid sleep in. And, I got him up. I massaged him. Like, every day it's like waking up the king of, the empire. So, I get down in there. I rub the front of his legs. And then I like massage his paws. And then he gets a full spinal rub down. And then he stretches. And then I help him stretch.
You're such a good dad.
Classic good parenting. So then we went downstairs and we started like preparing. Like we started chopping all the vegetables for the dinner. We started baking things. We started getting everything ready. Then my parents woke up. I made coffee. I made a big, like, decadent cheese platter and avocado toast with sunflower seeds. Like, I really went full on, like, let's help our parents enjoy this holiday. And my little brother was away for the first time ever in the morning because he was with his girlfriend and her family for Christmas morning. And then they were coming over to us after to open presents. So we had some time to really prepare the meal, and that's usually, the big finale to our Christmases is when we eat and then sleep after.
Well, that sounds like an easy, lazy, perfect day.
Yeah, but I mean, there wasn't really a whole lot to discuss. I mean, my dad and I spend a lot of time together nowadays, and because my mom is working and my dad is not working, and he can't work, in fact, because of injuries, but so we spend a lot of our time together, and we have all these inside jokes and things that we, like, connect on. And
I
love that because, like, I didn't have much of a relationship with my dad when I was growing up because he was with my little brother all the time. My mom was with me when we were traveling the world for ice skating. So, like, giving the gifts, which is something I talked about last week that I love to do, is just find things that are special or unique and whatever. My dad, like, I woke up today and was talking to him, and he'd come in from some errands, and he was in like his full, I got him a Sopranos inspired sweatsuit, the cashmere blend. And he had it on because we love watching our shows together when we're hanging out. I got him like a big bottle of Palmolive because he does not like Palmolive because he likes Dawn, because Dawn helps save the baby ducks. So I obviously got him a direct opposition of what he likes because I like Palmolive. I stole him, like,
Dawn.
Do you, because of the ducks?
No, I don't know. I like Dawn.
I feel like Palmolive cleans better, so I like Palmolive, the orange one.
Windex those polar bears.
Steady. If there's anyone that knows how to Windex a polar bear, it's this guy over here. But, like, I stole him, like, a huge assortment of Starbucks straws in the venti size, like, you know, the black wrapper, because he loves them. I got him a can of wax beans because he and I had a fight one night because I was like, who even eats wax beans anymore? What is that? You can only buy them in a can. They can't be natural. So I got him a can of wax beans. I got my mom a, like, very, very fancy handbag that was hard to find, and I basically had to, like, offer sexual favors to get. So, like, the giving of the gifts, yeah, is what I was in it for. And Christmas went off without a hitch. Like, nobody was drunk or angry. The puppies all enjoyed themselves. Yeah, it was just a beautiful... beautiful day. You know, I don't really like get into Christmas very much.
Oh, I love it. I mean, we had breakfast and then we exchanged gifts, and I found my mom a purse for her wedding dress, which I like scoured every store for, and just watching her open it. That's the thing. I love gift giving more than receiving. Like, that is the best part.
Yeah. What did you get, though, out of curiosity? Like, what? I saw, like, a Tiffany bracelet,
so Tom
but I couldn't see
well,
it.
Well, you know the TNT, like, the Tiffany's. Tiffany's has a collection.
With T's, yes.
Yeah, which is so crazy. It's so perfect because it's not in Tara. And he had gotten me the ring in rose gold. My engagement ring is rose gold. He got me the TNT for my birthday as a surprise. And I had seen this bracelet. It's gorgeous. It's like rose gold with diamonds, and it's two big T's. And I never thought he would get that for me, but I was wildly surprised, and it was awesome. And then he got a very thoughtful gift. So you remember this, Johnny. So when he proposed, the way it happened is he had got a painting made of, you know, him proposing to me in front of my house. And that's what I saw in the plaza window.
Yeah.
And so we have that painting that we're going to frame. But then he got a painting here, which is really cool, which is a picture from when he proposed to me that night and a picture of us, like, kissing right as he proposed to me. And in the background, in the painting, he has the other painting, which is really clever. And so I got another. I Instagrammed it, but I thought that was really clever. I think that's kind of cool. We could keep it going through the years. Now we just need good frames.
Yeah, and now you just need, like, to keep recreating images that he can keep, like, a picture inside a picture inside a picture inside a picture for the rest of your life.
And then,
how fun.
So then my mom and dad really went all out, and I got a very special gift from them. I got earrings that I'll wear on my wedding day. So,
oh, that's fancy.
You know, there were a few tears. Great Christmas. And we just, like, all we're doing is eating and sitting.
Relaxing.
And doing nothing. I'm not eating that much because I still have my syndrome. But overall, it's been good. And then I got really sad yesterday. So we've decided all the parents are leaving, but Todd and I are going to stay on 2 extra days.
By yourselves in Montana?
Yeah.
I don't know if I approve of that.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, it's time to get back to work.
Not yet. We still have New Year's. What are you going to do for New Year's?
No, we have to talk about New Year's when we come back from the break. But before we do go to break, Tara and I send our most heartfelt and deepest condolences to the family, fans, friends of George Michael, and of course, Russia and everybody that is affected by the plane crash of the Tu-154 outside Sochi. And we're praying for all of you.
Yeah.
But in any event, we will be right back.
New Year's Day on NBC begins at 7 Pacific time with the Junior Orange Bowl Parade. Then join Michael Landon and Kelly Lang for the Tournament of Roses Parade. You'll see fabulous floats, marching bands, and more in a salute to the good life. Later, it's the Rose Bowl as the Wolverines of Michigan take on the Trojans of USC at 1:30 Pacific time, followed by the Orange Bowl as Colorado takes on the Buckeyes of Ohio State. Catch all the pageantry in action New Year's Day on NBC. Nothing changes on New Year's Day.
Okay, Johnny. We're back.
Yeah.
All right. So what should we talk about?
I don't know. Because you know
no,
what?
No, 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 no.
What?
I know what we're talking about first. Jason gave us some pretty great news.
Oh, yes.
I know. Okay, you can tell them.
Yeah, thank you for that. Okay, so guys, you know every week I joke about thanking all billions of you that listen. Because in my head, like, this is the best podcast on earth. We are the two most interesting people that you will ever want to talk to. But
guys,
we got
it's
really...
a joke. That's why I laugh every time. Because, you know, deep down...
we don't have
billions
of listeners.
I think there's two listeners. But
yeah, I think nobody listens to this,
ready?
But I
Let's
thank
say
all
it
billion.
Together.
Okay. Let me.
One.
I'll rev us up. No, stop it.
No, no.
Calm
okay.
down. Don't
okay.
tell him yet. We
okay.
have to wind him up.
Mommy, stop yelling.
I will yell until you hush up.
Okay.
So since we started this podcast, first of all, this is our 23rd episode, and we have yet to make $1.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat after you make it sound grander than it is. Okay.
Okay. So. Since we started this podcast right before the Rio Olympic Games, so this is episode podcast 23, and we have made $0 for this podcast.
We have made no money, but...
We've absolutely made $0.
We are doing this out of the goodness of our hearts and because I like talking to Johnny on the phone every week.
Yeah, and because we love all the billions
of you. If anyone's listening, anything. We'll take 10 bucks.
Yeah, I mean... Here's the thing. What we're about to tell you, if each person donated a dollar to the podcast, Tara and I would be so happy. But
we'd be
honey,
really rich because why, Johnny?
We would be rich because since the inaugural podcast of Tara and Johnny, the podcast, we have had
1.4 million
listens.
What is that?
Yeah, I mean, there are at least millions of you out there, or at least thousands that listen on repeat.
Guys, this is great for me because Johnny's always a little bit more positive. I am maybe a little bit more of a pessimist, and I get off the phone. I'm like, Johnny, there's probably 4 people in California and 3 people in Iowa listening to us.
Yeah.
But this has given us, you know... new data.
I mean, we love statistics and we love being the best. And like we are proudly one of the top, if not the top, well, we might be beat by football. So one of at least the top 3
yeah,
podcasts that NBC Olympics
there's
has.
One football podcast ahead of us. We should, yeah. Jason, we need that information because we're going to try to take them down.
Yeah. So, yeah, Jason, okay. Make a note of that. But anyway, guys, we are really, really excited. And, you know, this is what we like to call Fans Corner, where we discuss, you know, some really notable shout-outs that we've received from you guys.
Fans Corner is such a stupid name, Johnny. We didn't discuss this at all before. We got on the phone call. Just so you know, we may rename it. Okay, go on.
Okay, we'll call it the Listener's Corner or the Listener's
I don't know.
Den.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Okay, so anyway, we have started this thing where we like to kind of reach out to you guys for reaching out to us and starting a vicious circle of love between all of us. But a couple of our favorite shout-outs this week from our social media, at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir, at Tara and Johnny. Honey, do you want to do the first one?
Sure. So USA Synchro has reached out to us, Synchronized Swimming, and they have invited us to come watch. Or Johnny, have they invited us to jump in the pool with them? I mean,
they've
I'm not
invited
sure quite...
us to practice with them, as we are quite adept synchronized swimmers.
You know why? They saw our Instagram video that Todd Kapp shot from Rio, and I think they saw our talent, raw talent.
Raw, you know, raw, inexplicable talent from 2 30-something Olympians who wouldn't want us on their synchronized swimming team.
Right. I agree.
And then in addition to at USA Synchro reaching out to us on Instagram, also Agnes in Latvia reached out to us via Twitter, and she thinks that she is the only listener in Latvia, but we beg to differ. Honey, how many listeners do we have in Latvia?
I have no idea, but anyone, you know, that wants to reach out and let us know that they're listening, then we can, you know, maybe count it up and then just reach back out to her and let her know that there's more.
I mean, I'd assume there are at least 80,000 in Latvia that listen to us.
I think that's a bit high.
It might be a bit high, but I mean, across all the Baltics there, Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia, I think we,
Latvia,
you know, that's at least
for
a million.
Latvia, I'm going to go with 11.
11. Okay, so 11 and I said 80,000?
Yes.
So I think maybe we'll meet somewhere in the middle. But Agnes has said that she really enjoys listening to the podcast and it makes her commute every day more enjoyable. So,
oh,
hey, Agnes.
Thank you. All right. Todd Kapp just walked in. He missed the whole thing about the dubby laugh and how,
yeah,
how we
he
wish
should have
for
missed
that
it.
In life. I'll wish for that for next Christmas.
No, keep him on his toes.
Oh, I will.
Yeah. Tell him I say hey.
What else?
Okay, so yesterday obviously was, well, we record on Mondays, guys. So you guys get it on Wednesday, fresh and new. We've already had it for 3 days. Like, we already know what we talked about via Monday. So yesterday for us was Christmas. And people, because Tara and I know so many of the same people, they will reach out to us via group text, which As you can imagine, I do not feature. I like an exclusive text message direct from your fingers to my face.
Right.
I don't like a group text because it's very generic. And also, we get them from a lot of people that we don't know, like people that we sat next to one time somewhere, or people that we connected with that, you know, people that just try to network into the Tara and Johnny group, which you're not allowed in. Like, it's just the two of us.
It really is. Like, I don't want any more friends. Just us.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
funny is
we had at least 11 yesterday.
What's that?
We had at least 11 yesterday, didn't we?
Yes.
Of group textings.
And then immediately sidecar, there we are, and I just send you memes of things that say, "Who are you?"
Well, I don't know about you, but I don't store everyone. Like, it takes me a while to actually store you in my phone book. Like, if I don't know your last name, you're not getting in. So for the rest of our relationship, you will pop up as a number, and every single time I will ask you, "I'm so sorry, but who is this?" And I'll make up some excuse. Like, I just did an update on my phone. Like, we made love last Christmas. I'm pregnant and I need money is what it usually it is.
Again, who are you?
Sorry, who are you? but yeah, we get a lot of those. And yesterday it was just so funny because, you know, on Christmas, everyone tries to behave and act super nice. Like, even people you hate, you make bygones with, and you're just all in it with them. And you and I yesterday, by the evening, we got so annoyed by getting these group texts from people wishing us well on the holiday that people that we didn't know. Like, a number would pop up for me. I'd say, "Hey, honey, do you know who this is?" And you'd be like, "No." And then you would start sending me gifts of angry African-American women going, "Who even are you?" And then I sent you a wolf snarling.
Yes. I love it.
So, yeah, it just got real funny, real girl games, real mean girls, actually. And I just was really thankful for you in that moment, just somebody to be cynical and rude with.
I mean, I just love art. I mean, art. Text messaging makes my life, just because we don't get to see each other that often, which is always sad for me. But because we text so often, I feel like you're part of my day.
Yeah.
And clearly I love late night texts from you. That sounded weird.
Guys, they're not dirty. It's just sometimes I need a little assistance to actually go down because I have my own form of anxiety and it keeps me awake at night. It doesn't, you know, I wish I had what Tara has with her stomach issues, but mine just, you know, I need help going down. So sometimes I take medication that makes me a little loopy to help me go down.
Those are my favorite late night texts.
Well, there's a lot of tweet and delete that happens too. Like, I got asked this year because I was thinking about 2016 in review, and I was thinking about this one situation. I was out with my friends, and you know how rare it is that I actually get to go out and drink and, you know, be around people. If it's not you, it's rare that I'm out drinking. And these guys came up to me, and they were two gay dudes, and they were handsome enough, and I didn't know that they were a couple or whatever, and I was drinking. But they asked me if I was interested in guest starring for them, and it took me a minute to realize what that meant. But they were talking about a three-way. And I am not into that. I'm far too jealous. And, you know, what I said to them, because it all came running back to me when I was sitting, like, coming down on my Ambien the other night. And I wrote on Twitter about this feeling because I thought, you know what?
I missed this.
Well, it's because I tweeted and deleted because it was inappropriate. So I'll just talk about it on the podcast.
Okay.
But basically, they asked me to guest star. And I said the douchiest thing. I said... I never guest star, I only star.
Oh, Johnny.
Yeah, and usually that's not my go-to, as always. You know what? Here's the thing. I'm starting to think I'm not a nice guy, because almost every podcast I have to, like, justify things by saying, I'm a nice guy.
You are.
Thanks, honey. Thank you. And also, like, mean guys surround themselves with people to tell them they're nice guys, so thank you for that.
No, but I'm very judgmental.
Yes. We're very judgmental and isolated. But yeah, so those text messages really got to us yesterday. And I got really angry with you last week because you were unreachable for a moment. So Tara and I have been talking a lot about Yuri on Ice, this anime, a figure skating anime that has a gay subtext to it. And like, it's taking the world by storm. I have no idea.
To watch it. Okay.
Well,
I'm
not just me. Me and thousands of Yuri on Ice fans want you to watch it.
Right. Guys, I have my phone by me, and I'm going to read you Johnny's text to me. Okay? So all I was having trouble figuring out how to watch this thing, and I was on the plane. I had Wi-Fi, but it was only like an hour and a half flight, so you know that they start to shut down the Wi-Fi when you're landing, so it's like 20, 25 minutes. So all I said is, I'm on the plane trying to watch Yuri drive to download or something. It won't work. And then you're like, click episode one, wait 5 seconds. It'll open by itself. You sent me a nice little demonstration, right?
Yep.
And then you wrote click, a pop-up, you go into all this stuff, right? And by the time I got that, I lost
your Wi-Fi connection.
I lost my Wi-Fi. I land, okay, to 16 messages from you, and this is what it says. And mommy loves when you don't respond to text messages. It makes her so happy she has given up her lightning rod career in hospitality and human relations for Courtyard Inn by Marriott to live with you and achieve your dream instead of her own because she couldn't afford a nanny or a hitman to take care of you. Mommy will be fine. And then you wait a second. Maybe next time mommy won't text you back. Then you wait another second. Mommy knows that pilots, because then I wrote to you. Well, no, actually I didn't. So you probably just knew and were being
No, I was just on a roll. Continue.
Yeah. Mommy knows that pilots use their cell phones when they fly, and you should be able to, too. Did you break your thumbs? Did you forget one of them at the rink? That just reminds me of my mom when I would forget my gloves.
That's where I was going with that.
Mommy, okay, so mommy just dropped her mic and is unavailable for the rest of the day. Mommy is going to go watch other mommies have their nails done instead of helping her ungrateful daughter navigate the internet. And if Todd Cap is sitting right there, mommy is mad at him too. Merry Christmas, Santa died, XO, mommy. Like, that's what I landed to. And you know what? It was like the fear of mommy. It was like, I felt like nervous. I had to like write back to you immediately as I'm like stumbling with my bags to get off the plane and
yes.
People are looking at me. I'm like, I gotta write him.
Well, I was so worried because it isn't so much that I need you to watch this show. I mean, it'll always be there for you when at your leisure. But I was just like, okay, mommy's taking time out of her busy schedule to help her daughter. And she can't even be bothered to wipe her own ass or respond. So I just got fired up. Well, there's LTE and G4 and X6,
I mean,
whatever it is that phones connect to.
Next time I'll go tap on the pilot's door and be like, I've got to get back on.
Hey, guys, I need to get on the Wi-Fi. Okay, so looking ahead to the weekend, honey, it's going to be a new year.
It is.
What are your plans? What
wedding,
are your intentions?
Wedding planning is going to be top of list.
I meant for New Year's Eve proper. Like, are you partying?
Oh,
what are you doing?
I don't know. We haven't really made plans for that yet, which is, I guess we'll get to that. Today was exciting. Going back, I know we jump off course a lot, but yeah. My cousin Eric,
I didn't know
who I adore. You know, I don't have a big family. I don't know if you ever met Eric and Lori, his wife, and
yeah.
Hannah and Abby, who, you know, obviously I am Aunt Tara to them, even though we're cousins. So my uncle, who is like a second dad to me, his kid, Eric, we grew up together playing Nintendo and Duck Hunt and mm-hmm. all those amazing things. And we're extremely competitive and, you know, hated each other, loved each other. But as you know, I've gotten older, I realize I have no family, just my mother and dad.
And Todd Cap.
And my uncle and aunt. But, you know, Eric and I have gotten a lot closer and I adore those two little girls and they're going to be in my wedding. And I talk to Lori a lot, and it's they're like family, and they are family, but kind of even closer. So Todd called today and asked if Eric would be in his, a groomsman for Todd. So that
yes.
was like so exciting for me. And so I'll have Eric standing up there. And,
I'm glad he accepted.
I know, a special moment, Hallmark no. moment. Maybe add just like a little Hallmark moment right here.
Yeah, bling. You love Hallmark. You love their movies and
their
now
cards.
Their cards. They
Hallmark,
and everyone they don't pay
us.
They don't pay us. Hey Hallmark, do you want to pay for this podcast? All right. So, I am for New Year's. I am traveling up to Boston to go to a house party of a friend of Jackie. So Jackie is my dear, dear friend, and
yeah.
Her friend Rena is having a house party to celebrate her new house and to celebrate the new year. I'm already, like, picking out outfits. It's supposed to be a black and white party, but obviously now I have to tell everyone, because mommy likes to micromanage, that no one can wear white because it is not a lucky color for the rooster. It's just
right.
very complicated.
Right.
But I am going to get effed up. Like, I just want to get drunk on New Year.
Well, now I'm jealous because
yeah, I mean, you can come on over.
New Year's plans, and I'm still not really eating properly, so
yeah,
I could probably wear a really fun, sparkly dress,
like a black Alaya.
I'm gonna have to talk to Todd Cap.
Yeah, you guys are more than welcome.
We should be doing something.
Yeah, come to Boston, and we'll get drunk together. but looking back at the year, like just in a brief wrap up. 2016 was a mixed bag. Like, we had the joy and depression of the Rio Olympics together. we had the Kentucky Derby when my horse Lonnie lost miserably. We lost some brilliant stars in stage and screen with Prince and David Bowie, Leonard Cohen, now George Michael, Zsa Zsa Gabor passed this year. So what do you think were shining moments for you from 2016? Like, what are you super excited with that happened to you this year?
Todd Cap.
Only and exclusively Todd Cap.
Johnny.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I do pretty
good.
We didn't fight
this
year.
There's, like, things that happen, but overall, I mean, we were together, we were having fun. You know, I think we're doing well in our job, and things are moving in a great direction, even for things that maybe me and you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in love with Todd Cap. Everyone's healthy in the family. Knock on wood that stays forever. Told my parents they have to live to 99.
Just 99?
So I don't know. I think it, you know.
We're going to need them after that, I think.
2016, personally.
Personally. I mean, I am, like, I was supreme. I was trying to look back and just think about the year. And, you know, there were lots of standout moments, a lot of great moments, but there were lots of bad ones, too. So I kind of have a mixed feeling about the year. But, you know, aside from recently, you and I have been very healthy. My family's been healthy. Those are things that
other
we can be happy
with. Other
than
ear syndrome, stomach syndrome, and...
Yeah. I mean, you had Lemorse. I had...
Your wart.
It was a callus that had to be scalpeled out. It was not a wart. But you know what? I think all of these illnesses that hit you and I both at the end of the year is just the year trying to clean us out and get us ready for 2017 to start fresh.
Yeah. I mean, this is a big year. I heard you're planning a trip to Iceland and you might need to cancel that because that's when the bachelor or bachelorette party might be.
Well, maybe the bachelor or bachelorette party has to be in Iceland now.
Okay. Well, no, I'm just putting it out there so all the listeners can write to you angrily if you somehow go to Iceland when you should be at this party.
Well,
but I know
you
will do the right thing. Mommy always does the right thing, even though she's upset.
Well, I have it planned with other people, so maybe I will bring more people. You're putting me on the spot in front of all these people.
Right on the podcast.
All right, so all 16 billion of you, here's the thing. I never got a date for when this, you know, lover's trip for Tara and Todd had to be.
We'll do it soon, I promise.
Well, like, you got to book me. I'm like a bouncy house. You got to book me at least 6 months in advance.
Okay, well, I promise this week. I promise.
Okay, because, like, I'm booked. I have hotel. Like, I already gangstered a hotel. I've got planes. So I'm going to have
this
to change
week.
Something. It's going to have to be for serious.
Okay, promise you this week.
I'm not messing around here. Mommy doesn't like it.
Okay.
Mommy hates it.
Mommy hates it.
Yeah, so I'm going to Iceland. I'm really excited about it. I have flown through and, like, had brief moments in Iceland but never actually stayed there for a long period. So I'm excited about it. So hopefully I don't have to change it. Yeah, we're going to talk about this off the air. But, hey, honey, do you have any special wishes for our listeners for the new year?
Yeah, I want them to buy some Diff eyewear.
Yeah, Diff eyewear is awesome because it's super chic. It's very stylish. Everyone always stops us on the street and is like, hey, Tara, Johnny, where'd you guys get those sunglasses? And we're like, oh, it's Diff. They're awesome. For every pair of fabulous, styled aviators and, you know, the classic sort of Lucite frames. For every pair that we buy, reasonably priced, every pair that we buy for basically pennies on the dollar, a pair of glasses gets donated to a person in need in the developing world doesn't have immediate access to eye care. So I think that's
the most
awesome part.
So it doesn't get better than that. Cool glasses and you're helping out. So what you need to do is go to diffeyewear.com and you have to use the promo code because you want to get 15% off, of course.
Don't we all?
And that promo code is TJDIFF. So once again, go to DIFFeyewear.com and use the promo code TJDIFF and you get that 15% off.
Yay, 15% off. Nobody likes a sale more than us.
Mummy.
So, mummy. So, in reality, though, like, what are you wishing to our listeners for the new year? Give them a greeting.
You know what? Health, happiness. You think about, like, all the things that I get a very emotional, like a Hallmark card during the holidays. And I just think of, like, when I'm sitting here with my parents and I'm getting married and just, like, being healthy and happy and being able to spend time with your loved ones. And, you know, you get into your day-to-day grind, and I get like that too, so stressed out and anxious and worried about things. But, you know, in the end, you know, your friends, your family, the circle that you built is really all that matters. And, you know, giving them a lot of love, and hopefully you get some in return.
Well, that was very sweet.
I love you, Johnny.
I love you, babe, and I'm excited that you and I get to share another new year, at least being separately together. My wishes for 2017 and the passing of 2016, first of all, is that I'll be able to hear out of my right ear again.
And I'd like my appetite back, too. If
so Jesus or whoever's up there, man, bear, pig, can you please send us down some health? For all of our listeners, I wish nothing but health and happiness. I hope that you have a busy and successful life, but I also hope that you can take time to enjoy it, because we never know how long it's going to be. I wish for you to find strength inside yourself and to be able to empower others around you. And most of all, I hope that everyone can enjoy their lives, enjoy the last moments of 2016, and greet 2017 very bravely and openly, and take life as it comes, because you may not have a long one.
That's depressing.
Well, depressing or not, it's the truth.
And it's like you might die, so enjoy your last few days.
Yep. Well, that is that. Everyone should be so lucky. We never know.
No, Johnny, just get ready. I don't care how drunk mommy gets on New Year's Eve. You know that I really like right on the dot of midnight to have a phone call, and you know,
my midnight or your midnight, because God knows where you're gonna be.
I'll be in LA, so we're gonna have to figure this out.
Well, okay. I'll call you from my midnight. Don't call your me midnight. During your midnight. I'll call you from my midnight.
Yeah, yours is actually the right midnight, because it happens first. So
yeah, that's true. So, I mean, hopefully I'll be like tongue deep in some like handsome Greek man or something. But
I mean, I should probably tape the convo.
No, because usually I like to get really lit like sometime after 2. I think that's a solid.
Yeah,
nothing good happens after 1. So you get really drunk after 1 o'clock, and it's okay because you won't remember it.
So yeah, that's what we're wishing you too. You know, just have a few glasses of wine and enjoy New Year's
the way that it should properly be lived. And we wish you all not to give your shoes to Roma women that steal them in Sweden. We wish you all not to be held up outside a grocery store anywhere. We wish you all completely healthy and happy walking. You know, we just have so many wishes for you all, because there are literally 69.3 billion of you that listen every week. And we're so thankful for it.
Okay. I love you guys. And I love you, Johnny. And
I love you,
Tara. Until next time.
Yeah, until next time, everybody.
Which will
Happy
be
New
2017.
Year. Yeah, baby. Year of the cock. And until then, bye.
Bye, guys.
Mommy.
Making fun of me?
I wasn't making fun of you, Mommy. I was acting, play acting, like you're always doing.
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.